Hello, everyone. My name is Feng Pan. I am a numerical guy who keeps staying in the theoretical physics institutes. I got my PhD degree from the Institute of Theoretical Physics, Chinese Academy of Sciences, which is a very similar institute with PI and share many related research areas. And my research background is on the statistical mechanics, with special focus on physical models defined on complex graphs. And the most used tools of my research are the tensor network algorithms and neural network models, mostly generative models. But instead of generating pictures and graphs and sentences, we generate spin configurations. Before I introduce my research, let me firstly give a little bit of background knowledge, that is the tensor network. Tensor network, by its name, is a network composed of tensors, and we usually use graph notations to depict them. And we use circles to represent tensors and bound to represent indices of tensors. On the right-hand side, this is an example of tensor network, and it is equivalent to the equation below. So if you have a problem, have the same formula as this equation, you can solve it by the tensor network algorithm. The traditional tensor network algorithms are designed to solve problems defined on lattices, such as 1D and 2D systems. But in real world, we will also come across problems defined on systems without lattices, such as the random graphs, social networks, and protein structures, and circuit models. So our goal here is to design arbitrary tensor network algorithm to solve such problems. My current work can be divided into two branches. The first is the approximate arbitrary tensor network algorithm. We develop an algorithm called MPS calculus to approximately contract tensor networks without with arbitrary topology to get the results we want. And also, we have developed some exact tensor network, arbitrary tensor network algorithms, such as big batch and sparse state. These two methods is mainly used on simulating quantum circuits. For the MPS calculus, the core idea is to divide the tensors in the tensor network into one-dimensional matrix product states, and with carefully designed contraction and approximating steps, we can contract these tensor network full of MPSs into the result we want. And the exact tensor net, exact arbitrary tensor network algorithm is focused on simulating quantum circuits and especially the RQC sampling experiments. These experiments is based on some complex quantum circuits and is designed to demonstrate quantum supremacy. The sampling task is proved to be really hard for the classical simulation. The estimated time of classical simulation will be 10,000 years compared to 200 seconds of quantum experiment times. So it is used to show the quantum computational advantage. But the classical simulation algorithm have been developed to reject such demonstration. With other researchers, we really put our work to lower down the computational time from 10,000 years to around 30 seconds. If we have a supercomputer. So that is, the time is already lower than the quantum experiment time. So the quantum computational advantage claim from by Google based on their Sycamore quantum circuits is officially rejected by our work. And that is basically all of my research. And thanks for your attention.
Very much. Any question online or in the room?
Yes.
Yes.
So I guess we should take with a grain of salt any future claim of quantum supremacy. It's just a lack of cleverness in devising a classical computation, it sounds like.
Well, the both the classical simulation and quantum experiments will all be growing. So it is like a battle or a race. So I believe one day the quantum computational advantage will be finally be made. But before that, there will be a debate from the classical and the quantum side. Yeah.
Hello. Question? Yeah.
Oh, can I just?
Yeah.
So I think, as we all know, contracting an arbitrary tensor network is a very hard problem. So how do you do this with MPS approximation?
Okay. The key idea is to automatically use MPS and its cantonic form to find the low structures of such arbitrary tensor networks. So we develop and carefully design steps to automatically detect it, so it can truncate the bounds when needed. So we can use it to approximately contract the arbitrary tensor network by the MPS.